Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Doug Briney is back on with us today. We're here to talk to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share his love of music with the world and to see the way that people around the world are responding. One of the things that Doug also is doing is using his platform to raise awareness for causes that matter to him. It's because of that he's been able to partner with the National Parkinson Foundation. He actually has a special song for them that the proceeds are actually benefiting. You guys are going to be hearing that sing, as well as finding out how you can stay connected with Doug and what's coming up next for him. Doug, hello to you, and welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hey, Cyrus, thanks for having me back on.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely always mine, Doug. Always great to be able to have you back on, especially, you know, when you're bringing great music on with you, as well as, of course, being able to talk about the great work you've been able to do. I mean, let's talk about that work for a moment, Doug, because, you know, I think, you know, one of the biggest, you know, rewards has to be of anybody is to see, you know, what they love being appreciated. What has that been like for you, to see the way that people have really loved and enjoyed your music?
Oh, you know, I've used the word before, humbling, and that's really the best word that I can come up with. You know, it really is. There's so much music out there, and there's so many great, talented people that are out there doing this, and to be accepted and be part of that group that is accepted and is listened to, you know, it's very humbling. It means an awful lot to me.
Yeah, and it means so much to other people. As I said, you know, especially when you're able to use your platform the way that you do. I mean, have you always known, Doug, that as your own star, you know, you continue to rise and that as your own platform continue to build, that you wanted to be able to do something to give back to others?
Well, giving back to others and giving back is just a part of who I am. I mean, it goes along with my faith and all that God has given to me and to be able to give back to people that deserve it is a huge part of who I am. So
right.
I don't know that I've ever had a time where I consciously thought, do I need to do this or not? There has been times when I've thought about, I can't do this, or, you know, this is not a cause that I can really afford to do with, but this is a cause that I can, and, you know, any way it out like that. But it's never a question of do I want to, it's just a question of ability.
Yeah, and I think that is it. And it is that ability, is that belief, I think, Doug, is why people are so drawn to you. I mean, you know, I think the amazing thing about people like you and that I've interviewed on this program over the years is that, you know, every time I talk to you, there's something new. And I mean, that has to be, I mean, it's exciting for me, of course, as an interviewer, but it has to be exciting for you, you know, as the individual that it's happening to. I mean, do you continue to have those wow moments, Doug, as you look at, you know, the fan base growing, look at the awards that come your way? Is every day almost like a big wow for you?
You know, it moves, honestly, Cyrus, it moves so fast, sometimes I don't get a chance to sit back and go, wow. Case in point, yesterday I was on my YouTube page and going through my YouTube videos, and the YouTube video that I have out there that my manager actually helped me put together just as a promotional video for the album Super Country Cowboy. I was like, wow, this thing's got a lot of views, and it took me by surprise. I kind of sat there and was like, wow, this is, you know, and I went back and hit play just so I could kind of see it and watch it again, and, you know, I've seen it a dozen times, but that was one of those wow moments, but it was one that's been long overdue to sit down and really appreciate that it's received those views, and so I don't say it lightly, but it moves so fast that I don't often get the time to just say, wow, this is cool.
Right.
And when I do get that time to say, wow, this is cool, yeah, it's pretty awesome to be able to take a moment and enjoy it.
Right. Well, you know, I think that's a great thing. In fact, that was the last song that you were on with us with, actually. You know, so, you know, I know that it is definitely one that people enjoyed. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, Doug Briney is back on with us today. We're talking to him not only about the musical journey, the wild musical ride he's been on and what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, as well as, of course, giving back along the way. So talk to us about the partnership. I referenced, you know, the single we'll be hearing today is Parkinson's Song. It's available through all the online retail. Tellers, Doug. I mean, how did the collaboration with the National Parkinson Foundation happen?
Well, we reached out to the Parkinson song was written by myself and my friend Howie DeRoot, and Howie is a veteran. He is also a Parkinson's patient, and he was riding a bus in Portland a couple years ago when having a particularly bad Parkinson's day, which means he was shaking a lot, and Howie looks a little rough, but he climbed on the bus and heard a young mother tell her child, you know, see, honey, that's why you stay off drugs. And then a little while later, at a different bus stop, he was shaking really bad, and he heard two teenagers talking, and they said, you know, they were kind of making fun of him that, you know, here's a guy that really needs his fix. And that, is, of course, was not the case at all, and it really made Howie angry, and so he wrote this poem that would come from a very angry spot. I took that poem and I rewrote it and turned it into a song, went into the studio with my band, and we recorded it. We contacted the National Parkinson's Foundation, said, hey, would you give this song a listen? And they did, and they really enjoyed it. They understood it. It was something that many of their patients and many of them know that people go through. So we offered it to them. We offered the song to them to go on a partnership with them where large portion of the profits go directly to the National Parkinson's Foundation. So that's how it came about. It was really just a song, and we pitched it to them, and they loved it. So we were very excited about that. But I think it is because so many of the people that have Parkinson's can relate to the song. And I think that's why it went over so well with them.
Right. It definitely is a powerful song. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, Doug, we're going to give them that opportunity. Here is Doug Briney with Parkinson's Song. Again, as I said, it's available on all the online retailers right now. We'll remind you guys of that here in just a moment. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Doug right after this. Stay with us.
Well, I got me a little problem I'll try to explain to you. I hope when I'm done, you'll see me with eyes brand new. People, they stare at me as down the lane I go. They see me shaking, and I can hardly walk. But it gets me so angry, it gets me so mad. But please don't you judge me, I know I shake a lot.
Being angry, and I don't like being mad, so please don't
was Parkinson's Song by Doug Briney here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience as well as us tuning in online. As I mentioned earlier, that single is available on all the online retailers. Doug, I want to talk to you about the message of that song and why I think that song is so interesting for all of us. Because I think, you know, we all have been guilty of, we see something and we don't know the whole story. We don't know the whole truth of that person or that or our situation. And we do make assumptions. Do you hope that people listen to that song, regardless of whether it's dealing with Parkinson's or whatever it might be, and maybe be a little less quick to judge and a little bit more, you know, more into finding out more about what's in front of us?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point of the song. I mean, it's written about Parkinson's, but that's, you know, if we take time just to get to know some folks, we'll learn there's always more to the story than what meets the eye.
Yeah.
There's always more, and it doesn't matter what the issue is, whether it's a homeless person on the street, whether it's a military veteran, whether it is a single mom or a single dad, whatever the case might be, there's always more than what just meets the eye. And you know, to really understand a person, you have to get to know them, and that's what the song is all about.
Exactly. Do you think that is also part of the gift that you have as a storyteller, Doug, to be able to do that? Because I've noticed, you know, even from your appearances on this program, each one of the songs are different in that you're able to address different things. Do you think that is part of the gift and probably why your audience continues to grow the way that it does?
No, I don't. Well, thank you. I'm not even sure how to respond to that. Thank you. I guess the best way to respond to that, but the songs that I select and the songs I write, I go back to what makes a good country song, and I think it is the stories, and I think it goes back to what makes country music. What I feel makes a great country music song is the stories that it tells about people who can relate to it. And it's the music of the everyday person, and it's easier to relate to. And so as people relate to it, as they understand it and they relate to it, I think that's what draws them, you know, I hope that's what draws them to country music in general. And then, you know, in particular to my music, I'm hoping that they'll identify with it and that I can strike a chord with them as a person that they'll accept that and they'll enjoy it and identify with it.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Doug, but the reason I brought that up is because, you know, I look at even just when I was prepping for this segment, the songs, you know, the first song that you were on this program with, you know, was More Than Just a Farm, and then you went from that to Super Country Cowboy, and now, of course, with Parkinson's Song, you know, I think, you know, as I was listening to those songs, I was like, you know, you're able to really, you know, to share these different stories, and even songs that you and I have never really discussed, like I like your single Unknown Soldier is another great one. Pretty Big Deal is one also from that Super Country Cowboy album. And I think that's the thing. I mean, I will say this. I think, you know, if people listen to the music and they listen to the words, I think they'll definitely will be able to get a great message. And, you know, is that for you one of the biggest compliments as a writer, to be able to have that being said?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. For as a writer, for people to identify with the songs and want to hear that story over and over again, absolutely. That's the biggest compliment that there can possibly be as a writer.
Yeah. Well, I know that will only continue as you continue to give us great music, Doug. Again, everyone, Doug Briney has been our guest today. He's been back with us today talking with us not only about the musical journey, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves, and is to give you great music and to see the way that you all have been responding. The new single, though, that we were actually talking about here as well as listened to is Parkinson's Song, as I said. Get it, of course, from your online retailers. Our friend is Amazon.com, but you guys can get it at CD Baby, I noticed, even iTunes, wherever, of course, you buy your digital music, you can find it there. Doug, how can our listeners stay connected with you and find out what's coming up next for you?
Cyrus, the best way to do that is directly through my webpage, and that's DougBriney.com, DougBriney.com. If they'll go to that webpage, and by the way, I appreciate it. It is on all the digital outlets, but if they will purchase it directly from the webpage, we can do a whole lot more for Parkinson's, because I don't have to pay anybody. I don't have to pay Amazon. I don't have to pay iTunes and those different folks if they purchase it directly from my webpage. I own and operate that completely. So if they do that, if they'll go to there, they can purchase it right through PayPal directly from my webpage and on the store there. But all my performances are up on there, calendars, blogs, and what's taking place, and a little bit, you know, here and there, but DougBriney.com.
All right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Doug, so you guys forget what I said and go over to DougBriney.com and be able to get this thing over up there for sure.
Don't forget it. But if you're going to purchase it, please purchase it through the website. And
right.
it that is not for me. That is, please understand, that is not for me. That is to benefit. That's to do as much as what we can for Parkinson's.
Exactly.
And it doesn't benefit me any more one way or the other. It really doesn't.
Right.
It benefits Parkinson's a lot more if they'll purchase it through the website.
There you go. So make sure you all do your point again just by being able to purchase the single there from DougBriney.com. Doug, it is always a pleasure. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. It's always a great conversation. Looking forward to the next time with you.
Cyrus, thanks so much, and you have a great day, and I do appreciate the opportunity to be back on with you, and thank you again to all the listeners. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you. Again, everyone, Doug Briney has been our guest today. Make sure you guys stay connected with him at DougBriney.com. That'll also lead you to where his social media pages are as well. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come after a break. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you guys. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at ConversationsLiveRadio.com. You can find the link there, as well as on our social media pages. Pages at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Singh, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.